Phone Boy Speaks, episode 287, One More Place for Your Stuff. One of my geekier friends on app.net reminded me that there's yet another way to host a website, and it's actually to use Amazon S3. Now, Amazon S3 is it can be used for a lot of things, and it's just basically another place to put your stuff, and it's a place that web applications can use. It's kind of a file storage, but it also can serve as a website. One of the options when you set up your S3 store is you can make it a website, make it browsable, and you can say when you access a specific URL, and you can give it a normal looking URL. For example, if you go to nashownotes.com, you'll see something that's actually a static web page, and that's just an example of a something like that. And so and that's how you do a website on that. I mean, of course, you could edit HTML by hand and do all that stuff like I used to do on websites way back when. Or there's content management systems that run locally, will generate the pages for you. And then you just upload the entire website into Amazon S3, and then people can browse it. Like, it looks like a normal website. And the fact that the content's not dynamic, well, who cares? I mean, it's one way to do it. It's not the way I would do it necessarily, but it's an interesting idea. It's an interesting approach, and maybe there's a way to do that. If I could just take like WordPress and run WordPress, I don't know, on like a local system or something, and then make the entire thing available that way. That might be I don't know if you can do that or not, but the nice thing about that is it doesn't require any CPU because you're just serving up static pages essentially. However, if you want to do comments and that kind of stuff, then you've got to do other things, and maybe that's not the best approach, but I like the idea, right? I mean, if that's the way you roll, if you want to have your content management system on your local computer, and you just want to serve up the web pages, that's a way to go, because you're paying for the storage, which is usually not that much, and you're also paying for the bandwidth that you use, which again may not be that much. But this is a variation though. Again, the way I used to do it, which was do static web pages and not have anything. Now they've just got fancier content management systems that make that easier and will run essentially offline. So yeah, I guess the offline approach is another way to do this. It's not it's definitely for more advanced people. It's probably not something that many of the listeners of this podcast would do. I mean, even it's not even something I would consider, but maybe again, that's just another place to put your stuff, another way to do it. I don't know. I'd be interested to see what you guys choose for places to put your stuff. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.